What we are driving at is this. Importance is a judgment people make. Of course, there are some events, the assassination of a president, and earthquake, etc., that have near universal interest and consequences. But most news does not inhere in the event. An event becomes news, and it becomes news because it is selected for notice out of the buzzing, booming confusion around us. This may seem a fairly obvious point, but keep in mind that many people believe that the news is always out there, waiting to be gathered or collected. In fact, the news is more often made rather than gathered, and it is made on the basis of what the journalists think important, or what the journalist thinks the audience thinks is important or interesting. It can get pretty complicated. Is a story about a killing in Northern Ireland more important than one about a killing in Morocco? The journalist might not think so, but the audience might. Which story will become the news? And once selected, what point of view and details are to be included? After all, once a journalist has chosen an event to be news, he or she must also choose what is worth seeing, what is worth neglecting, and what is worth remembering or forgetting. This is simply another way of saying that every news story is a reflection of the reporter who tells the story. The reporter's previous assumptions about what is out there edit what he or she thinks is there. For example, many journalists believe that what is called the Intifada is newsworthy. Let us suppose that a 14-year-old Palestinian boy hurls a Molotov cocktail at 2 18-year-old Israeli soldiers. The explosion knocks one of the soldiers down and damages his left eye. The other soldier, terrified, fires a shot at the Palestinian that kills him instantly. The injured soldier eventually loses sight of his eye. What details should be included in reporting this event? Is the age of the Palestinian relevant? Are the ages of the Israeli soldiers relevant? Is the injury to the soldier relevant? Was the act of the Palestinian provoked by the mere presence of Israeli soldiers? Was the act therefore justified? Is the shooting justified? Is the state of mind of the shooter relevant?